Friday, December 25, 2020, 14:15:47.
911, do you need police, fire, or medical?
No, I don't. I just wanted to call to report about an incident that happened recently.
What's the address of the emergency?
It is, basically, I need to file a domestic violence, and I would like some protection in case he comes here.
Okay,
from my legal husband. This is in Tampa, Florida.
Okay, what is the address of the emergency?
Hefner, Florida, 33584. My husband just cut my phone line, and I'm scared because I'm finally getting, I'm finally taking action against him, and I'm scared that he might come here and do something to me.
What occurred today?
What occurred today is just social media things were exposed, and he cut my phone line, and what happened recently is... he attacked me in my home.
When was this?
And then he left. This was a couple months back. I haven't been home. I just got home for the kids' break. Okay, so basically what happened was I was in a domestic violence situation, and I've been silent for years because he's a public figure and he's a lawyer, and he always put in my mind that if I went and told anybody that he could kill me. So I always stayed quiet, and then I'm trying to slowly get away from him. So his mom lives in Jacksonville. She's a doctor and professor. And I took them to go live there, my kids to go live there. But then I came here for the kids' break from school. I came to come back home. We're legally not divorced. We're legally nothing. And I came home. He moved out. And he lives with his new girlfriend in Jacksonville in an apartment. So, and he's not, like, so I'm here. But because things happened, I'm afraid that things that he doesn't want is happening, and I'm afraid that he can come and he can kill me because he does have guns.
Did he hurt any with any weapons?
Like 2 years ago, he told me
today?
To take his gun and shoot myself in the head.
Okay, like today, did he threaten you with any weapons?
No, nothing today. But because things got exposed today online, and the fact that he cut my phone line, I'm really afraid.
And what do you mean by cut your phone line?
Basically I got a message saying the phone line is disconnected.
Like, your phone service, you mean? Like, call
the
provider?
Yeah, the phone service. Yeah, the service.
Okay, what's the phone number you're
calling
from?
I wouldn't have internet or service to call anybody for help.
Okay.
Pardon?
What's the phone number you're calling from?
It's just my iPhone. I called 911 and it went through.
What is that
number? I guess you can... my phone line number?
Whatever number that you're calling from right now.
I don't know. I don't know what phone number that is, if he cut it. But if it's still there, then it's...
Okay. And has he been in contact with you, recently, saying that he's going to do anything to you or anything like that? Any threats that he made?
No, these are just threats that he's made... prior,
okay.
That if something happens, but he told the mediator, because there's a guy in between us, he told me to back off,
okay.
And he told the mediator to tell me to back off because I was trying to, he wasn't giving me money, and I was trying to get from our rental property, because the house is in my name, so I told him to start paying me rent now, and then he got very defensive. Meaning I shouldn't be messing with the financials, but he's in Costa Rica traveling and he's in California. He's been traveling and I'm confused because he's cut me off for money. And the fact that yesterday he told the media to tell her to back off. That also, it's an extremely messy situation.
Okay.
And he's been beating me up for 12 years and I'm done hiding.
Okay. All right,
I've witnessed everything.
Okay, ma'am.
I just want to know that I can sleep here tonight in safety.
Okay. What I can do is I can give the number to speak to a deputy over the phone, and he can advise you on, the legal steps to take. And what you can do from here, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You can let me know when you're ready for that number.
Okay. 1 second, let me get a pen.
Thank you.
He's getting a pen. Okay, go ahead.
It'll be 813.
Okay.
247.
247.
8555.
8555. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and call that number and ask to speak with the desk deputy, okay?
Speak with who?
A desk deputy.
Okay, desk deputy.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
Bye.